Thelma Castillo from the Blue Water Area Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It was a good week up there, wasn't it?
It was fabulous. It was so great to see some old friends, meet some new people, great, make some new contacts. It's going to be great for our community this year.
It is, and it's funny because I don't really get a chance to talk to a lot of the people from St. Clair County while we're up there because everybody scatters and they're doing their own thing. We did have a nice dinner while we were up there. That was a lot of fun to kind of all, you know, bond everybody from St. Clair County. But so this is the first I've had a chance to ask you, how was it for you personally as you know, the president of the Blue Water Chamber to be able to tell the Port Huron and Blue Water area story?
You know, Paul, it's fascinating to me that we go up there as a community. I think lots of other communities go up there, but they don't go like we do as a group. And I think that's the value we take with us. You know, we're one component. The chamber is just one component of that. And the fact that we all work together, we're trying to make sure that we're all trying to move the region forward. I think it was fantastic. It was great to be on Media Row. I saw all the interviews taking place, but again, it's the same thing. I couldn't hear them, you know, because we're on Media Row. So you have to go back and listen to them later. And I thought you guys did a fabulous job, you and EBW, along with all the Detroit media, and portraying our story and telling our story.
Yeah, always so good to be able to do that. Now we're back, and it's summertime. I've kind of declared this unofficially as the first week of summer. We've had great weather. We're going to have a great weekend. I mean, it's here, isn't it?
You know, that's the thing. We planned an event for this week and not knowing what the weather would look like, especially in Michigan.
Yeah.
And right now, as I'm talking to you, the sun is shining in my eyes. I can't believe how warm it is. We're going to get so lucky this weekend because you never know having an outside event.
Yeah, especially having had a lot of weekends that have been rainy of late. And yeah, if our biggest complaint today is that there's too much sun at Kate's downtown, that's a pretty good day, right?
That means it's a fantastic day to be in the Blue Water area.
Joyce Doyle is here from the chamber as well. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
What's going on tomorrow? Ty, I keep hearing about Rock the Block. Rock the Block. What's Rock the Block?
Rock the Block is a one-of-a-kind Habitat for Humanity Blue Water Area Chamber collaboration for beautification of a neighborhood. We're so excited. This is so cool.
You've got a lot of volunteers that have already signed up for this, don't you?
We have over 100 volunteers. Wow. We have tons of sponsors, and they're totally different sponsors than our regular chamber sponsors. So we're reaching out to a whole different demographic, and they're thrilled to jump on board.
So what are they going to be doing tomorrow?
We're going to be, well, I'm probably not painting. I'm not a very good painter. we're going to be pulling weeds and painting and beautifying type of repairs, fix-ups, weed whacking, that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
So we are actually on 10 different sites. You know, this is an area that the Blue Water Habitat for Humanity has three houses already in that section of the city that we're going to be working on. And so it's just helping to, you know, make sure that whole neighborhood really feels good about where they live and what it looks like. So we're doing a lot of landscaping work. You know, we're doing a lot of paint. So it's really great that it's going to be the weather's going to cooperate,
yes,
and it's going to be sunny, because otherwise we couldn't do those kinds of things. And it's also the fact that, you know, this is just the beginning. This is the first year we're doing this. When I was at the Detroit Regional Chamber, we did another program called Project Pride, and it was a citywide day. And someday we would hope to be at that level as well. Not only just one little neighborhood, but several neighborhoods in the city of Port Huron. Habitat has a great partnership with the city of Port Huron. The chamber has a great partnership with them. And so I think it's going to be able to grow. And I would really like to see that we also connect with a park in one of those neighborhoods, because then that really brings up the level of quality of life and it makes everything more exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no shortage of volunteers in this community. People are generous with their time when it comes to things like this. Not everybody can write a big check when it comes to donations, but everybody can get out and do something on a day like tomorrow. And like you said, you know, maybe Joyce, you're not a good painter, but there are other things that you can do. You know, somebody out there is a good painter and isn't very good with weed whackers. So everybody's got a strength. Everybody will have something to do. If people still want to volunteer, maybe they haven't signed up yet to volunteer, are there still opportunities to do that?
No.
Okay, so you've got all your volunteer spots filled.
Yeah, all the volunteer spots are filled. But, you know, it is a great opportunity to celebrate in the community.
You bet.
So if you can't, you know, if you still want to come out, just come on out. maybe they'll find something for you to do. But if not, you can celebrate in the success of actually this day of actually beautifying a section of the city of Port Huron.
Well, like you said, this is something to build on. Let's not just make it one day in this year. Let's build on this for years to come. And this could be a really big thing to help beautify Port Huron.
Yeah, and I think the reason why Joyce says there's not, you know, we don't have any more room, it's just we don't want to waste people's time either. And so sometimes when people come out, oh, I thought I could do something. Now, you know, I'm not coming back.
Right, nope.
So again, you have to put in the right frame of mind that this is an opportunity. Come out, look, see. So then maybe next year you'll want to sign up.
Well, and if you're thinking, oh, gosh, I really wanted to help tomorrow, Habitat has projects going on all year long. And the cool thing about Habitat is that, you know, even if you're not a builder, every building site needs more hands, people that can help. You don't necessarily need to be the one swinging the hammer. You can be the one that hands a hammer to somebody. I mean, they've got all kinds of things for people to do.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, Paul, this is a day that we selected. But, you know, there's so many other things going on tomorrow. You got Art on the River, I know you've been talking about. And hopefully tomorrow at 8:30, on Saturday, we'll be able to go down and see Derek.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Because that was a great interview you did. And then you got the Blue Water Young Professionals doing their
run. Their 5Ks tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, so there's so many things going on. So even if you could just come down for an hour or two, we welcome that support. And we really think this is going to be great for our city, for our community, for the Blue Water area.
You've got a golf outing coming up soon, too, don't you?
We never stop. You know, it's been a fabulous 6 months. The first 6 months of every year is always like this, very crazy. But, yes, we do. We have a few spots available, not many team spots. We got about 6 teams available. So if you really do want to golf on June 26th, we're at the Black River Golf Course. Please come on. Please sign up. Call us because we are running out of spaces, and, you know, we are limited. You can only have so many teams for that golf outing.
Yeah, you don't want to get
so
left
out. So we think it's
going
to be sold out just like the Eddie Awards was, and some of our other events have been fabulous this year.
All right, fantastic. Thelma, thanks for being here. Joyce, good to see you. Thanks for being here.